All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
celebrate the name of Jesus in this place. Come on, clap your hands for him. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Come on, hallelujah. He's the highest praise. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you in this place tonight. Well, welcome, family. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus live from across the nation with all of our panelists, all of our covenant partners that will be coming on board. We join on one accord to talk about Jesus. Yes, our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, our mixed panel of opinions, of personalities, but we'll all share with you how Jesus has been a testimony to us to declare it, we decree it. And on this broadcast, Jesus came for one reason, to die for our sins on the cross, and through repentance and faith in him, we have an open way for us to experience eternal, everlasting life with the Father. Romans 5 and 8 reminds us, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Who needs him? Everyone, the whole world, because that's what he came for. See, the moment I met him, the moment you met Jesus, you and I immediately have been given a privilege to do the most important thing anyone, any person, any race could do, is to tell others about his love. Yes, he'll send people your way that you're only planting a seed, and others may groom and harvest, but the planting, the going forth, to send us out to make disciples in all the lands, that we lead people to Christ, that they learn to sow the same seeds. Oh, yes, that's what talking about Jesus is all about. And we welcome you here tonight for this dynamic episode. It seems without a doubt that each week we're going to another level, of agreement. That I'm not just grinding, you're not just grinding, and we're not just praying, and we're not just believing, but we are now realizing that this is for each and every one of us. Collectively see it in agreement. See, agreement means that I don't have any dispute with what you say when the word, because it may be said differently, but it confirms because it's the same word. Your revelation knowledge is your revelation knowledge. My revelation knowledge is my revelation knowledge. But we must, watch this, come to a point of agreement that we see not our thoughts. We don't see our objective. We don't see our purpose, our will, or design. We see God's will. And when you get to that place, oh, hallelujah, and you meet others that are at that place of elevation, oh, no, that's not a title. That's not a design position. That is a pressing. It is a movement of faith in action to go higher in God. Oh, hallelujah. And today is the day that the Lord has made, that I will rejoice and be glad in him. Tonight, dynamic discussion, because we're talking about Jesus. And this subject, without a doubt, is the beginning and the ending of our relationship with Jesus. We remember that song just told us that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Let's confirm it now. The world, that's the complete world. And we have to see it in that different dynamics, not just a call people, because he had already called his people. They had failed him. He had already covenanted with his people. But he said it's time for a new covenant, and he had to, watch this, make it available to the whole world, that anyone believing would have everlasting life and would not perish. So for God so loved the world, get it out the way, no more discussion, the whole world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, this is the most important part as a believer in Jesus, that it separates us from the rest. Is that when you believe in him, no, not just that his name is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, not just believing some of the stories or some of the tales that people would say, or the fables that the others, but believing in his word as truth, that everything it says about him is true. Oh, glory. Because when you understand that Jesus is the word, Jesus is the truth, Jesus is the light, and he is the way to the Father, he is from the beginning that he was then and he is now, unchanging, in position. And we have to get in the right position in believing in him. See, I preach this all the time, that Jesus is available to all. But you must take the step to get in him to have access to all that he has promised. Just one additive of believing. It's believing without any doubt, without any worry, without any question. And I'm speaking on this because as we talk about our subject tonight, forgiveness. Don't you know that he sent his son to forgive? It was a plus. He added into the equation forgiving our sins. That was a plus. But the enemy, on the other hand, because don't you know, for every good, there's a what? For every good, there's a, and it's probably even more than that, because he has nothing to ever operate with other than the evil things. Came by forgiveness. It was set in standard by saying, I know they're not worthy. I know they're still sinners. I know they're not this, they're not that, but I still gonna send my son to die for them. It was intentional that he forgave us of his own free will. Now watch this. It's so important, because don't you know what God did is what I'm supposed to do? He says, if you believe in me, John 14:12, if you believe in me and the works that I do, you will do them also. We know number one thing that Jesus did on this earth was to pray. But don't you know, before praying, it started in forgiveness. That added, that essence of forgiveness was sacrificed and given to us freely, that we could learn how to forgive and not live in unforgiveness. We cannot preach this message enough. There's not going to be enough comments tonight. There's not going to, we can make more time, but there won't be. We need to be more dedicated about this, because watch this. If it was intentional to give free forgiveness to us, don't you know it's got to be an intentional move for us to actually see forgiveness abound in our lives? Oh, I know I'm not the only one that still maybe some people are not believing. And even though it's been 10, 15, 20 years, they still have animosity. They still have this. But don't you know that's only because the essence of forgiveness is not where it should be. I need to do better. Today, I will do better, because I know sometimes I think of a name. Sometimes I think of someone that I know I've forgiven, but it still puts that little irk in me. You know what? Don't get scared of that irk, but be encouraged to pray. Woo, right then. Someone was asking me today about intercession. I said, intercession is standing in the gap. Standing in the gap that I don't go backwards, that I could stand in the gap for others, that they can go forward. You'll get that in a minute. Stand in the gap so I don't go backwards, that others, stand in the gap for others, that they can go forward. Oh, glory. That's intercession. But that was forgiveness. Even in the midst of the wrong, he moved that we can learn how to move. Are you ready to move tonight? In the fullness of God, in the fullness of forgiveness. I don't even want to talk about unforgiveness, because the penalty of unforgiveness is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a negative. Oh, glory. And if you know this about the God we serve, everything about our God is positive. I can, I will, I shall. It is written. It is done. It is finished. It complete. Those are positives. Anything negative, oh, glory, will take me out of the equation, because don't you know that to follow him and to follow him correctly, we have to follow all of his instructions. I could preach on this tonight, but I want to open up the lines before we even go there. Oh, I'm excited. I got a word on this. But Mark 11, oh, glory. Verse 20, well, really it's 22 through 26. But if you remember the story, This was after the miraculous miracles that had taken place, that they were now on a journey. In the midst of this journey, they were hungry. And far off of the path, there was this beautiful fig tree. Ooh, the leaves were all green, and it looked plentiful. And instead of saying, well, let's go on and keep our time, and I want to feed you, brother, so let's detour and go to the fig tree. When they got to the fig tree, it looked good. Oh, yes, but it wasn't good because it did not produce fruit. And not just some fruit, but much fruit. What did Jesus do? He cursed the tree. He cursed the tree right there. And they went on, even though they had went out of their way, they continued on their path and got back on their original path and went forward. Oh, on the way back. Here's a story of them seeing this tree in its position after being spoken a word. Watch this. So Jesus answered to them, well, let's go back to 20. Now in the morning, as they had passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Watch this. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray. Oh, let's go back to the beginning. In all of what you just heard, it's talking about prayer. I cannot forgive if I'm not praying. I cannot even experience forgiveness if I am not praying. But watch this. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will. What is will? A promise. You will have them. 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, I want to stop right there. Because we often look at the people that we were directly connected to. Like, say, for instance, let me just throw this out there right now. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to throw this name out there. And what's your first thought? I would open up the lines right after this, but I want to finish this little part of it, and we're going to ask later. But when I'm going to throw this name out there. Oh, no, I'm not talking about after you've digested. I'm not talking about after you went through your prayer in your head and all that. I'm talking about what's your first reaction when I say this name, Donald Trump. Oh, really? Oh, uh-huh. Okay. So let's keep it real. Do you know that it says if you have aught, do you know what aught is? That's just a little irritation. Do you know what aught is? Something that somebody just at the gas station jumped at the pump before you did. Someone who stole your spot at the grocery store. Never saw him again. But that is what we call aught. Anything, because he said it very clearly. He says, and whatever, we got to get deep on this one because we're talking about forgiveness. And if you really want to see it work in your life, you have to know there are principles that we must follow. If you have anything, that's not big things, little things, that's anything against anyone, Jesus, that might have been your sister's boyfriend from 20 years ago because he did her wrong. She didn't let it go, but you still may be hold. That ex teammate that told on you or whatever. Those may be some things we're holding on to that are anything, anyone. Ooh, I'm talking to myself tonight. But if you have anything against anyone, forgive him only for this reason, family, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But don't you remember what I said in the beginning? There's a positive, there's a negative. We have to choose one or the other. There's no more in between. There's no more this and that. It has to be, watch this, intentional. Oh, no, he was intentional to give it. We have to be intentional to receive it, but we also have to be intentional to walk in it. It's called a habit. It's calling being habitual about forgiving. Because this right here, 26, and I'm opening up the lines after this. I want everybody to get involved in this. But that name I threw out there, anyone with anything. See, we holding on to some stuff that ain't even our concern. We are letting some stuff hinder us in our spirit because we watching the news and we're saying that's not right. And we're saying this isn't right. You know what? That is not where we go, because we must stay in a place, oh, hallelujah, where anything, anyone is forgiven before they even do what they do, before they ever say what they say. I'm talking to the real believers tonight, those one accord on the same mind, the same love, the same accord. Where is your reaction time in your mind? And it might not have been Donald Trump. It could have been another name that you remember when I said that name. What was your reaction time? What was the first thought? That's reaction time. Not to say, oh, no, I don't. No, I'm okay. I forgave them. I'm not talking about all those motions in that. I'm talking about as a believer that I must be a thinker in God, that I can now be a feeler of God's spirit, that I can now act the way God has told me to act. I have to change the way I think. Oh, no, it's just not a cliche. It has to be intentional. And that goes with forgiveness. That goes with relationship. That goes with everything with God. It has to be intentional. Come on now. If anyone and anything that you have on against, you have to forgive, because 26 says this. But don't you know there's always a contractual to everything in the Word of God? But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Case closed. You could be praying in faith. You could be speaking it. You could have removed all the doubt. You could even add it in some belief. But if you do not forgive, you negate everything else you've done for God. Oh, yes, yeah. See, we say, oh, I go to church, I do this, but I still hold aught in me. Don't you know that unforgiveness is like a zero in a multiplication problem? Come on, my mathematicians. Tell me 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, Thank you. Zero. That's forgiveness. That's unforgiveness. Excuse me. That's what unforgiveness does. It negates. Oh, I gave to the homeless. Oh, I fed the needy. Oh, I gave away my clothes. I went to the church. I paid my tithes. Don't you know that unforgiveness negates it all and makes it a big zero? Because if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Let's talk Jesus. Let's forgive. Let's truly be transparent. And let each other know that I'm available for you to help you through this thing. I am available for you. Let's talk together, that we can walk together, that we can see the move of God together. And not just that I got it all together. Ooh, look, Pastor, he doing this. Ooh, he blowing up. No. My prayer is for each and every one of you that you do better than I do, that your ministry blows up, that you flourish, that you this, that. What God has for you is for you. And my prayer for you is not, Lord, bless me and then bless them. No, bless them. Because y'all know me. I'll take last because he's going to make the last first. Trying to get first on the streets. I'm trying to be first in heaven. I'm trying to prepare myself for the place that has been prepared for me. Y'all ready to talk Jesus? First live here right now is Apostle Deb. Good evening, woman of God. Let's talk Jesus. Forgiveness is the key.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Pastor Ian, and everyone on the line. I'm so thankful to be here with you all this evening and thankful for the topic. I tell you what, I've been in prayer, and that's been my drive today. So this is just, right now word, because forgiveness is something that we all need and that we all must share. I love the scripture focus tonight in Mark 11:25. It says, and when you stand praying, praying, so you're already in the posture of prayer. Forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may also forgive you of your trespasses. And if you're like me, you know every day there is something that we may do, say, or think that we know that is outside of the will of the Lord. And then there are times when we don't actually know that we're thinking wrong because we think that we're thinking right, or even in our behavior. And so we always have to pray and ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins. I mean, that is one of the things that I've learned to include in my worship. I worship God and I esteem Him and I extol Him, but I take time to remember the fact that I might have sinned and I didn't know it. And so I do ask Him for forgiveness. And it doesn't matter what anyone else has done to you, because everyone has had bruises in life. I mean, I've had many, you've had many, but we have to get past that. And I mean, and it's something that, like you said, Pastor E, that it's continual. Christ expects us to forgive. And you were talking about Donald Trump, and you said, well, what's the first thought that comes to your mind? And actually, I had no thought. And I'm being honest with you. Because,
keep it real. Keep it real.
I'm keeping it real with you. I had no thought. Because I have no feelings towards him, and no feelings of malice or anger, and no feelings of love. I'm just being honest with you.
But that's real. That's where we have to be. He didn't say you had to love somebody, even though they're treating you bad. He says you had to love your neighbor as you love yourself. When I love myself, I'm not going to let nobody back in my arena to hurt me again.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I'm not going to worry about... I'm not going to worry about the physical way I used to fight my battles. I'm going to knock him out before he knock me out. I'm going to kick him before he kick me. No, I am going in the spiritual realm and fight the battle in the spirit.
Amen.
And
amen.
No God is going to prevail.
Amen. That's real. I just wanted to say that, you know, I didn't have any feeling because I already have come to a place in my understanding that He is the person that God has allowed, you know, to be our president. And so the word of the Lord reminds me that we must pray for him without aught, without malice, without anger. We must uphold him whether we agree with him or not, because if we're trusting in the Lord, he is the person, he's the man. And so I just thank the Lord for that. I don't want to take up all the
you,
time.
No. You preach it on that one, because I want to piggyback on that one. Because watch this. Mm-hmm. It's one thing I can respect, Apostle. When you do what you say you're going to do. Now, I may not agree how you're doing it, but I can respect somebody that follows exactly what they said they're going to do.
Amen. Me too.
And when God, watch this, when God is in control, God is moving people to move when? Now. Not lingering, not going through all these other. He's telling me that this is what he's telling me to move now and change my life now, to correct my, now to forgive, now to love. And
Absolutely.
We see the results of what's going on. And now that it's in action, we're saying, wow. That's why it's so important to stay in God. And no, and I'm saying this because even before November, we were talking about God's will be done. God's will be done. Go vote, go vote, go vote. And when he won, everybody was like, oh, everybody turned their back on God because they were expecting God to put who they wanted in there. But you, hallelujah. You don't know, God could take the bad and turn it into the good.
Yes, he can.
God could use somebody that you even expect to be the worst ever to come up and turn around being doing the best thing ever could happen. Because if you really believe God is in control, you have to know that he's in control.
Amen.
Oh, amen. I'm not trying to hurt nobody tonight. I'm just trying to keep it real. I'm tired of all this political stuff. That's over. What are we doing to get better as a body that we can really stand the next election and say, oh, we ain't worried about it. We already know God's will's done.
Hallelujah. I mean, I definitely agree with you on that because, you know, that's what I was saying. I had no thought because I've come to the place of understanding that he's the president. It doesn't matter if he's going to be the president for 4 years, 6 months, a day. You know, it really doesn't matter to me because I know that the Lord is in charge. I might not have been able to say that some years back, But I can truly say that today because I've had a changed mindset, because I do understand the power of prayer. And the power of prayer is not so much for other people, and forgiveness is not so much for other people as it is for us. So that we may be strengthened in the word of God. I have had, like many people, but I don't know, I think people that do know me, I have had serious backlash from people in the church world because I, quote unquote, didn't fit the mold of the type of ministries that I was sent to by the Lord. And I can truly say that I didn't choose this. This was God that chose this. But I had to learn to forgive from day one. I had quite a bit of a sting. So that's why I can say that when you have been under pressure and under fire in various areas of your life, you learn to let it go quickly because you will only hurt yourself. And then not only that, you can block your blessings by not being obedient unto the Lord and offering forgiveness to anybody, whether they are saved or unsaved.
Oh, now you about to preach another sermon because he came for the world. Pastor Dwayne, come on in into this discussion. Let's talk Jesus. Pastor Dwayne Collins. Man, what's up, my brother? Let's talk Jesus.
Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord. If I've done anything, any art against you, forgive me. I love you, and it wasn't on purpose. It was intentional, but forgive me, please.
Hey, bro, and I receive it and I accept it, but I know you didn't do nothing, so. Hey, I love you, man.
But sometimes we just got to let people know that even though we haven't done nothing to each other, we can still show. See, that's habitual. That's being in a lifestyle of forgiveness, is that even though you ain't did nothing to me, man, I still forgive you so you can forgive somebody else. It's an essence. It's a spirit.
Yeah.
We got to share this thing.
Yes, sir. And I think what really I had a thing someone sent me on Facebook in India of a family, a preacher. He's a preacher and his wife is a millionaire. She's
a Muslim.
His wife is a missionary. His wife is a missionary. And the village folks came and snatched him out of his house. They took his clothes off him and his wife and took him into the middle of the streets. And they about to persecute him because he preached the gospel. He preached the gospel. But at the same time he was preaching the gospel, he was saying, Lord, forgive them. I don't got no odds against them. I'm not mad at them. I'm not upset at them. Why? Because he know his love and Savior, and he know who his love is all about. And by them persecuting him, the Bible tells us as Christians, we pray that God put the right person in order. He put the right person in order. It's time for us to get up out of our pity party, quit lying to ourselves, because we pray for that. How could we pray for God's will to be done, but when his will to be done, then we all get upset? Come on now. We're supposed to be believers. We walk by faith, not by sight. You know, and just the other day I did something, Apostle E. I apologized.
Which I better quit that. I'm serious.
I apologized to a local brother. You know, I call my, you know, it was my pops in the gospel. I apologize because a lot of stuff hold me back. How can I go to God when I still got an art against my brother? How can I go to God with a prayer and I still don't have forgiveness in my heart? So every morning that I get up, if I do get an opportunity to say something, I send a message out and tell people, man, I apologize. I apologize. I apologize to the whole world. Why? Because I don't want myself to be hindered. I don't want to be hindered from nothing. I want to be able to do God's will. And to do God's will, I have to go back. I have to go back. And if I got an art against anybody, if I stepped on somebody's feet yesterday, I'm calling them up today and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. Why? Because I want to make it in. I want to do what Christ would do. I want to do what God would do. If you spit on God, God ain't going to spit on your back. You know, but we got to be transparent here. You know, if somebody spit on me, you know, we spit back on them. You slap me, I'm going to slap
that's
you.
Where, that's look, I use this all the time, but especially in my conferences. You know, I'll get a participant to come up, and I'll be like, okay, now, I'm going to do something to you right now, but you say you love God, and your first reaction is love. And he'd be like, looking at me like, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to kick you in your shin. What are you going to want to do? What's the first thing you want to do back? You want to kick you back?
Kick you back?
You have to get away from understanding. I'm talking about believers now. It's cute, but it's real. Because I have to know that my reaction time is in my mind. That even though you hit my physical, I still got to stand. And withstand.
Yes, sir.
Now, don't get it twisted. You kick me once, I'm not standing around and let you kick me twice. I'm finna leave. I'm finna get in my car because I know I'm in the wrong place.
That's mm-hmm. right. And mm-hmm. you know, he gives a commandment. He says you're supposed to give your brother 7 times 7. 7 times 7.
Give me one time and I'm gone. I'm going to pray for you 7 times at my house.
Yeah. And be transparent. You know, we have to get out of the flesh. That's the flesh want to act crazy. The spirit man want to say pray for him because you know that's not him. That's the spirit in him, man. That's not that, man. That's the spirit. And
that's
by
right.
knowing
that's
you
right.
got to identify that
not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6.
But against, ooh, come on, man.
Not against flesh
that's
and blood,
the
but
spirit.
Against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. That's another sermon there. Because just because it sounds like heaven don't mean it's heaven. You better know God. I want to bring in Minister Sherilyn. Come on into the discussion. Let's talk Jesus. And anybody else that's got the fire up in your belly, dial one. I'm going to bring you into this discussion also. But Minister Sherilyn, how are you?
Praise the Lord.
Let's talk Jesus.
Amen. I thank God for being on this line tonight. Forgiveness has been something I had didn't realize it was a great struggle in my spirit, in my life, my walk with Christ, because of accumulated hurt, accumulated offenses, accumulated disrespect. And I mean, I could just write a list of things that broke my heart, hurt my feelings, you know, crossed me. You know, when someone thinks they know you, they say anything, they treat you any kind of way, and you have to deal with it. So I was angry, and I was in counsel with my pastor before becoming a minister, and he said, God wants me to bring you in here to mentor you, you know, to get you ready to be ordained. And I was like, huh? You know, and I was just there, you know, he's just telling me, and I was talking to him and pouring my heart out. And he was like, you know, and I said, I forgive all those who hurt me. I forgive those who, you know, wounded me with their words and everything. But I said, why do I feel like, you know, this pain, you know, what's this pain here for if I'm already forgiven them? But that was also connected to the forgiveness.
Yes.
So once God turned that light on, I said, oh, Lord, you know, and then he said, you know, he spoke out, you know, we have prophetic, it speaks out, the Lord speaks out, and he says, I'm going to heal you from your deep hurt. And the moment I started going there with God in my prayer and pouring my heart out to God in prayer and going there, because even though when I was hurt, I did, you know, talk to the individuals that hurt me that I had a chance to talk to and ask them why did they, you know, why this and why that. And eventually I would get bitter behind it and either they'd hang up, I'd hang up. You know, it was no closure with it. So
right.
I was like, Lord, you know, where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? I say, Lord, it hurts so bad because, you know, there was a loved one. It was someone who I you know how God said, don't trust no man. Don't put your heart in, you know, trust God. And so I said, well, Lord, where did I go wrong with this, you know, situation? So it's so real for me because once I gave it up to God in prayer, God released me from the pressure from it. I received a release. And, you know, forgiveness is like a strong word, like repent, like trust, like submit, obey. I mean, those strong words, but they have so much meaning because once I've actually walked into that, I'm a testimony that forgiveness is important. Once you forgive, you are released from that pressure. So if they don't forgive you, you know, God has to deal with their heart, but you are free. That's a freedom.
Ooh, Jesus.
To forgive. And so the scripture, I want to really give this to you real quick that I got when I was listening to you all. It says Ephesians 4:32. It says, and be ye kind one to another.
Kind to one to another. Ooh, Jesus.
Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So God, you know, is giving me a tender heart where my heart was hard. And I asked the Lord, I said, burn out those boulders, burn out those rocks, those stones that have been accumulated, you know, hard places in me because of the unforgiveness and the hurt that was there. You know, I owned it. In my heart, I believed I had reason to own it. You know, standing flat
on,
with,
yeah.
it, with it.
Keep it real, though.
You know, or check somebody and tell them I know why I feel this way, you know. But the minute I started confessing, where it came from, because God would take me to the root. You know, you think about the crust of the earth, how many layers it have. I mean, God He knows how to go bullseye right to the area.
Straight to the point. Oh, my
you
God.
You know, you be thinking, yeah, you be saying, say the Lord rebuke you, and it be God, like, I'm trying to, you know, I'm the one juggling this thing right here. I'm the one yanking on this juggler.
I'm so glad you said that. We always try to say it's the devil. The devil can't do nothing. He has no power. He can't create. He can't make
devil.
You do nothing. But God,
right.
God is powerful. God be moving so fast. We think it's the devil coming.
Yeah.
Catch up with time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And sometimes it is the devil, because the devil make you feel like you haven't forgiven him, and he'll try to throw it up in your face. But
oh, yeah.
It is God allowing
it
to come in your face. Yeah.
Yes. The enemy can only come with the negative. He has no positive power in his life.
Amen.
He can only present you with an option to go negative instead of positive. Instead of going up, he'll tell you to go down. Instead of going right, he'll say go left. That's the only thing that he has against us is we have free choice.
Yeah.
But here, you said something, and oh, my God, cast. You know, the Bible says cast how many cares?
All.
Cares. But the most of us, we'll cast them all, but then when the big ones get fixed, we want to take the little ones back. I want to give you the definition of cast. It says to throw forcefully in a specified direction. Okay, so God says in 1 Peter, now watch this, 5 and 7, he says cast all your care, not cares. You have to know he's not looking for a multitude of things. He's looking for one, anything that will make you distracted. He says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Amen.
Not some, not one. He needs us to release it all to him, because he really has your better interest in hand. Oh, glory. He really has... The best. I shared this the other day. To love you means I love you until you make it.
Mm-hmm.
I love you until you have received it, until you've accomplished it. I don't care if it's degrees. I don't care if it's whatever it is that you put before you. And I say I love you until you made it. Not just to say I love you, bro. Go on, man. Go to the next phase. No, to really love somebody means to love them until they get there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's next week's show. I think that's next week's show. But to love completely, you can't be loved unless you cast all on God. God is ready to receive all of the stuff that worries and bothers us.
Because
he cares for us. But he really is important that we cast all our cares, that we can tell somebody else they can cast their cares too. Because you know what? Somebody always trying to give you their stuff. Fix this for me, Pastor. Tell me where to go, Apostle. Wow. Give me a word, Prophet. No. God got a word for
you. You sounded good right there.
That's a sermon in
right.
itself. God got a word
My
for
God.
You where to go.
Repent.
Okay.
No, I love that. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Turn around. Right.
I'm loving the discussion. Anybody else want to get in on the discussion? Dial one. Come on, woman of God.
Amen. No, I was just going to say that I was listening to the conversation, and I was just replaying some things in my mind, and I'm just thinking back that, you know, I'm like you. If you are hurting me intentionally, I will forgive you, and I may give you a second chance, but I'm not going to keep standing there and allowing it, because then I become a fool. I become a fool, because the Lord has given us the wisdom to understand.
Oh, my God.
Even forgive people, you don't have to allow the situation to continue, because that is a growth process. And I can say that for my own situation.
Oh my God.
Because if you continue to go back and sue that hurt over, you're just like plucking a scab and reopening it. And there comes a time in certain situations where you actually have to physically remove your mind, your body, everything about your spirit, your thoughts, so that you really can forgive. And actually, the prophet that was just speaking, the young woman that was speaking, when she was talking about forgiving and dealing with people, that was one of those type of situations that I had also. Because I tell you what, with the scripture that came to mind to me was Proverbs 21 and 21, and it says, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy, because we have to trust God, you know, for his righteousness to be activated in us and to find mercy as well as offer mercy, because guess what it says after that? That person is going to find life. And in forgiveness, there is life. Because if you don't have real life or quality of life without forgiveness, because then you can actually smile
and
when you see that person. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just saying.
Is it possible?
I was saying, maybe that blocked off. I say it's impossible. You cannot have the love of God with the love of something else.
Yep.
Amen.
Impossible. Amen.
I mean, that's real talk. But does anybody, I don't know if I have anybody live on here right now that knows the answer to this question. Because I'm going to help. Does anybody know my favorite word? Two letters.
Now
is my name. But what's my favorite word?
No,
I don't have to come over there. No, I'm not going to let you separate me from God. No, I'm not going to tolerate
right.
that. No. I love you. Oh, I pray and intercede for you every night because you're going to be a man of God. You're going to be called according to your purpose, but not up in here, because for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. No.
Yes.
No. Ain't nothing wrong with saying no. I know you because I love you. That's why I say no, because I love you. I cannot. Maybe I'm a little bit too radical, but I know where I come from.
No.
I cannot let nobody bring me back over there because I'm never coming back. That's how radical I am.
And just like the prophet, apostle said, right? You apostle, she said, you know, I know I said forgive him seven times, but God never said be stupid. He never said be stupid. You know, once that person hurt you, you don't just you if the fire hot, you're gonna keep putting your hand in the hot stove. You know it's
but
hot.
But look, let me just forgive that person
and you move on.
But let me check this
on.
Revelation of the 7 times 70. This is gonna touch somebody tonight. The 70 times 70 or whatever, it doesn't mean the person. It means the mindset that we stay in, that no matter who it is, what it is, we are staying in a spirit of forgiveness. When I let you go, oh, I'm letting you go because I love you, but I'm going to stay in a spirit of forgiveness. 70 times 70, I don't care who it is. I forgive you, but am I going to tolerate you not honoring the God that I serve?
No.
That's where no comes in. Because I know no means yes, because I'm loving you, but I'm not gonna allow anything to separate me from the love of God. I've been there before, and I can say it very honestly that I will not. Minister Michelle, come on in. This broadcast tonight is on fire. Minister Michelle, let's talk Jesus.
Well, good afternoon.
Forgive me
if
I've been too loud or too pushy or too aggressive. Please.
Good afternoon. It's been a long work day, but I'm happy to have the opportunity to stop in and share with you guys. It sounded like it was a great topic on forgiveness, and I'm not sure if anybody added this, but I wanted to say when in forgiveness, you know, a lot of times we accept that God has forgiven us and we go ahead and forgive others. But one of the biggest things we forget to do, and sometimes we feel like the true forgiveness hasn't taken place, is that we forget to forgive ourselves.
Woo!
That's right.
We forget to forgive ourselves.
That was
Amen.
Step number one. Thank you.
We forget to forgive ourselves. Sometimes we feel responsible for certain things, or sometimes we feel
there's different ways about whatever it is that we have to let go of. And so one of the most important things we can do is forgive ourselves and truly know that God has forgiven us. And when we forgive ourselves for whatever it is, then I think the true forgiveness takes place. Amen.
That's anointing.
Amen. Amen.
See, because I got to come in on that. I'm gonna help one of my brothers out there tonight. Oh,
praise
yeah,
God.
You were very athletic. You made the wrong decision. Didn't go to college. You've been blaming yourself all these years, man. If I just would have listened to my father, if I just would have did what he told me to do, I could have, would have, should have did this. Let it go, because what God has for you is now.
Yes, amen.
There may be a young lady out there that had kids out of wedlock. Oh my God, got caught up with this, got caught up with that, and you sitting in that situation saying, "Don't nobody find you." God finds you beautiful. And it ain't what you did, it's what you do today, because you are forgiven. You are, oh my God, you are.
Yeah.
God, don't you know he knew you before the foundation of the world? He called your name, and he beautifully made you from his own image and breathed his breath. All you got to do is just suck in his breath right now and say, "I am new in him." I want to encourage anyone out there today that says, "Oh, I missed it. I didn't make it." That's only because you're not trying now. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens you when you are truly connected. I'm gonna preach now. Come on now, somebody better come in. Minister Michelle, Minister Terry,
preach.
Anybody.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Mr. Terry, come on in. I'm trying to let it flow.
Amen, family. You know what? I'm listening to you guys. Forgiveness is a big thing. I thank God for giving me that spirit of forgiveness, because I had harbored that in my body so long. And I tell you, I couldn't let the love of God flow, because I had unforgiveness in me where I was so bitter I wanted to kill. You know.
Come on.
And sin,
Minister Terry, can I ask this? Because, you know, you've been on this network almost 3 years, and the testimony of how you came and what God did has nothing to do with Pastor E, but the network. But some people need to know that kind of anger that you were harboring. This wasn't just church hurt. This just wasn't somebody stealing the money. This wasn't somebody breaking in her house. Wasn't somebody lying or cheating on her. This was somebody that had taken a life. From her.
Took my brother. Took my brother's life. And I tell you, I had to go to counseling, and my pastor counseled me in the Word of God, but he just led me then to the scripture, and I had to meditate on that scripture. You know, if you don't forgive others, no matter what the sin is, you have to forgive, and you're not forgiven for them, you're forgiven for yourself. I had to release myself because I was holding that within. So forgiveness, unforgiveness is a big sin.
That's where you were birthed on this network, was through unforgiveness. That from this transformation of unforgiveness to forgiveness. Because when we met, that's what it was about. It was like that transference where the church said this,
I told you,
I'm still feeling this, and he sent you over here, and God said that you had to receive it. It had to be personal. Somebody needs to hear that tonight, because there's some other people out there going with maybe not something as drastic, or maybe something even more drastic, that needs to know you still have to rely on God.
That's right. Amen.
So
amen,
anoint
family.
You with the spirit to forgive.
Yeah. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Awesome, awesome dialogue. Let's talk Jesus. God bless you all. Love you all.
Love you too, as well.
You know, I wanted to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, anyone have any comments in that area? Come on.
Yes, I do. I thought that was beautiful about, you know, transformation, because I personally believe, I've been praying about that. I know it's real for me, and I'm, you know, I'm fairly new here, but I have been praying that the Lord would allow me to go into a vineyard or around other people with like minds, because I can truly say that for my entire life, I mean, we're all prophetic. But people have different mantles, and I'll just make it short. that sometimes, you know, we're not the person. God doesn't use us to be the one that says, oh, everything's going to be great, it's going to be wonderful. Sometimes the Lord uses us as a Jeremiah to be corrected, or as an Isaiah to give direction. And oftentimes with leadership, it was, you know, a rebuttal. But eventually they would heed the word. But I would always beat myself in the flesh because I knew that I was doing the will of God, but I still wanted to be liked. And, you know, I had to learn how to separate myself from the assignment, and that also created much hurt in me. So I praise the Lord that, you know, he delivered me. And even just being here in the few weeks that I've been here, I have just been receiving, as a testimony to the network, I have been receiving such phenomenal joy in my spirit that I had some things that had been broken off of my mindset, things that I have been dealing with for a very long time. And sometimes in leadership, you know, we don't always tell these things, but I mean, I have a network myself that Real Talk Real People that we do once a month, but and we talk about things of this nature, and we've been praying that God would enlarge us and put us into a place with other people with the same mindset, because we realize that there is freedom in truth. Amen.
Ooh,
and I want to also say real quick that, you know, with the Joseph syndrome, I was praying earlier, and the Lord said to me that there will be somebody on the line tonight, and that even though that you may be dealing with sadness and some forms of depression and anger, and you saying, you know, you have really forgiven people, but nothing, your situation really hasn't changed, and you're saying, well, God, why am I still here? Because I have forgiven. Why is this person still hindering me? Why is the situation still there? Why do I feel like I'm still in prison? Because God has a purpose in that, and at the time of release, amen, he's going to release you from that pit. He's going to release you from that prison at the appointed time, and your forgiveness will shine forth as a light.
Come
on. It will shine forth as a light, because the brethren that are going to come to you, they're going to need that forgiveness from you, because they themselves are going to need to learn how to forgive, because they're going to be your betrayer.
Themselves.
My God.
That's, oh, it's so dynamic. Minister Michelle came
in. I
will
see that one.
Touched on that. You got to forgive yourself, just like you can't love nobody until you love God. Then you love God back the way that he loved you. Now I got to forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I was the example of all those things I said. I should have went to college instead of being rambunctious against my father and going in the military. Then when I went in the military I was enlisted in the Air Force to be with traits that would have gave me benefits afterwards. I wanted to be my own man and went to the Marine Corps. Oh yes, it was thug. Yes, it was crazy. Yes, I did a lot of stuff and got a lot of recognition in that area, but I was left with nothing because I wanted to do me. It's time. Oh, Jesus. For somebody out there to hear that it's time to stop doing me.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
I ain't going to throw nobody under the bus tonight. But one of our listeners just texted me after you were speaking, Apostle, and said, why is she talking to me? Because a word is now. It wasn't just for you. I got something out of that, too.
I got somebody. I just want to say, I touch and agree with you. I appreciate you giving me that word. Because that word was for me. It was for me.
No.
It was for me.
It was for me.
It was for me.
No, that was for me.
It was for me.
That's for me.
It was for
all
me.
Of us.
Wait, hold on. I got five messages now saying me.
Because as I was saying over the weekend, I did some things. I know I sent we did an ordination and stuff like that, and I went back to my old church. And I fellowship back with my old brothers and sisters and things of that nature. And like you said, there's some things that have to be let go. But in the same situation, that I'm gonna be able to speak to, some people, and at the same frame of mind, and say, man, you gotta let it go. Because if you don't let it go, it would hinder you from 5, 10, 15 years.
Man,
you'll be thinking you're going somewhere, but you're still stuck.
Wow.
You better take it to another level, because there's some people, some places, and some things that need to be let go.
My God.
Wow.
Oh,
It'd be fame in your house. It's stuff that you think it's people, places, and things that gotta get let go.
I'm gonna renovate that. I'm gonna do that with it.
God told you to give it away 10 years ago. I'm gonna have use for that in 2025. People, places, and things have. He says, No God before me. Mm-hmm. It's still some people, some places, and some things in our lives that are holding us back to giving it all to Him.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Area code 619. Last 4-6-3-2-2. You are live on Let's Talk Jesus. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How you doing, Pastor Hamilton? This is Rev Ali, and I'm glad to hear what you're saying. I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm doing. I claim great every day, you know. And I wanted to tell you that I appreciate what you're doing. And you're right. You're gonna have to let a lot of people go. A lot of people that you don't want to let go. Family members, friends, you know, they just can't go with you, you know. Mm-hmm. And for you to stay humble and stay on the path of the Most High God, you're going to have to let go, you know. And it's going to hurt you because you ain't going to believe it.
That's right.
I just wanted to say
and they gonna remind you for that. But watch this, my brother. They going to remind you more than anybody. Why you do me that way? Why? Wait a minute. You always been there for me. Man, I've been there for you, but you're not going nowhere. I got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Man, I bless you, my brother, man. God bless you for joining in tonight, man, and your input has been dynamic. I just feel right now this you got more bottled up in you, but thank you for what you shared.
Oh, yeah. You are definitely correct. You know, there's a whole bunch. I'm from the streets of Los Angeles, South Central. I've been around here about 47 years, man, and so I know you can know from that. It's no joke.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, we're talking real talk. I need to connect with you. We have a show on TV.
We already connected.
Man.
We connected. I listen to you all the time, incognito. You know what I'm saying? I'm here all the time with you.
Incognito, but we need to open it up now because the season is now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Ali Ali. I'm Ali Ali on your Facebook page, you know, so
I
appreciate it.
It's done. I know. I'm going to be on you right now. I'm going to send you some stuff, and we're going to connect this thing because your spirit is lightning my spirit. Don't you know that you know the spirit by the what? Spirit.
By the spirit.
Maybe three words to me, I know I'm supposed to be connected to you. People are like, Pastor, you don't need their resume. You don't need, man, it's a spiritual thing.
Nah.
We don't learn about each other, but most people on this network will tell you we met – when now and we was connected
now.
When now and you was on the
now.
Network when now and we doing
now.
What God said when now
now
that's true.
I love me some Jesus. I love me some Jesus. Oh my God, thanks my brother. I'm gonna connect with you. Anybody come on, anybody else come on in here. I'm gonna throw some folks out of the bus. I know one caller that I'm gonna bring in as we get ready to close and Evangelist Virginia. I purposely wait to the end because a Holy Ghost revival will shock the waves once I let her voice be heard. We want to give anybody else another opportunity to come in and comment on this. Other than that, woman of God, Evangelist Virginia, Let's Talk Jesus. Welcome, woman of God. Know you're loved, honored, and appreciated.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey.
Good afternoon, man of God. Hello, somebody. Hello, family.
Hello, fam. Praise the Lord. How's everyone?
Blessed and highly favored.
God bless you.
I'm blessed, Minister Michelle. How are you?
Blessed. Amen. Love you much.
I love you too. Glory to God. Let's talk Jesus. And what a topic.
Give me, if it's anything I've ever done, ever said, or ever maybe gave a wrong look, please forgive me.
I forgive you, man of God, because I've never did anything.
I know, but I forgive you too. And you ain't did anything either.
I forgive you. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Were we talking about forgiveness?
Yeah.
Forgiveness. I was meditating just now, and I was reading and listening at you all talking. and I was looking at what is forgiveness. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is a decision to let go of resentment and thoughts of revenge.
Ooh.
Did y'all get that?
That's it,
yes,
right there.
Ooh. Did y'all get that? Let me say that again. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is a decision to let go of resentment and thoughts of revenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Praise of God. We could hold on to bitterness. We could hold on to grudges. We could hold on to things that's not of God and hinder us from going on in the things of God. Forgiveness is for us.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is for us. Not for the next person, but for us, so we can go on in life. There are things that we have to drop. There are things that we have to let go and let God. I say there are some things that we have
Amen.
To let go. Let go of bitterness. Let go
right.
of hate. Let go of grudges. Let
My
go
God.
Of anything. Anything. You got to let it go.
Gotta let
Amen.
It go.
You
Amen.
Got to let it go. Let me share this with you. I was just writing just now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Because people that have hurted us, listen to me, saints of God. People that have hurted us, guess what? They dead and they going on to be with the Lord.
My
and
goodness.
We are still going around holding bitterness in our hearts, grudges. Things that we should have been let go.
Mm-hmm.
And let God do what he has to do. I was
yeah.
reading this just now. I was writing as you all were talking. There's freedom in forgiveness.
Yes, it
There's
is.
There's peace. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. There's freedom in forgiveness. There's
mm-hmm.
peace in forgiveness. It is
yes,
not
Lord.
Impossible. It is not impossible to forgive. Jesus did, and he paid for it with his life on the cross of Calvary. Did y'all get that?
Yes, ma'am.
He shed his blood for the remission of forgiveness. Our sin, our sin, there is power, y'all, in the blood. Wonder-working power, because Jesus paid it all when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Right.
Luke 22:44, he said, Father,
that's it.
Remove
mm-hmm.
this cup from me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not my will, but thy
mm-hmm.
will be done. It was a cup, y'all. It was in the cup. It was all in the cup of Calvary.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's freedom in forgiveness. There's freedom in forgiveness. There's peace in forgiveness. It is not impossible to forgive. Jesus did. Jesus said, forgive me. When he was hanging there on
all
the cross.
All things are possible with him.
He said, forgive me. Oh, forgive him.
Yes,
with
man,
right. faith seems impossible. With God,
oh my
all
God.
Things are possible. I say, with
right
faith,
now,
with man, all things are possible.
All things.
Right now, thing.
Oh, with
Thank
man,
you.
Oh, Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Forgiveness,
Lord.
Y'all. We got to go
thank
on with that thing. Forgiveness.
Have to
forgiveness.
Thank
forgiveness.
You.
I'm going to let go of bitterness in my heart.
Come on now.
I'm not going to hold nothing against you, Jesus.
And we have to
thank
know
you.
It's available for all.
You,
Amen.
It's available for all.
I've seen it. Ooh, y'all.
All.
Forgiveness is for all.
Psalm 86:5. Watch this. For thou,
yes.
Lord, art good and
yes.
ready to forgive and plenteous
Hallelujah.
In mercy unto all them that call.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
are you calling them right now?
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive me, Jesus. I
forgive me, Lord, anything
God.
I didn't do right. Anything I missed,
forgive
me. Forgive
me. forgive me.
Anything I did, if I said anything that wasn't in accordance to your will, forgive me.
Forgive
if it's anything around me that's not in accordance to your will, take it away. If it's
forgive
anything,
me.
Lord, that you are
thank
not
you,
magnified, glorified, and lifted up,
forgive
remove
me.
It right now
thank
by
you.
The blood
remove
of Jesus.
It. Yes.
Take it
yes,
away.
Lord.
Yes. You know what?
Oh, by
every
that,
day.
Shed, take it away.
Every day, we need yes. to say daily, Lord,
yes,
forgive
Lord.
Me. Anything I might have thought, said, or done in my mind, forgive me.
Yes, Lord.
Anything that we might have said
yes,
or done,
Lord.
Or thought in our
anything.
Mind, ask God to forgive
yes,
us.
Yes, Lord.
Anything.
I said our mind, or we could have thought or said, God, forgive me.
Yes, Lord.
God,
yes, Lord.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
God, forgive me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, before you lay your head on your pillow at night, you
pardon me,
God
Lord. Pardon
you.
Me.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. I
need abundant pardon.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Grant me abundant pardon. Oh, my Lord. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Pardon
me.
Me.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Pardon
yes,
me,
Lord. We forgive you. We ask forgiveness tonight, Lord. Anything ooh, we have
Jesus.
Said or done or thought in our mind. Lord,
Isaiah 55 and 7. It says, let the
yes.
wicked forsake his way
thank you.
And the
yes.
unrighteous
yes.
man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to
yes,
our God
Lord.
Who will
yes.
abundantly pardon.
Pardon,
pardon
yes.
me, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I want to say this before we go to the next level of worship. We're worshiping right now. We're in a worship state right
yes,
now.
Lord.
But don't you know that
yes.
forgiveness first requires humility?
Forgiveness, Lord.
I must be willing to confess
Jesus.
My sins.
Amen.
I must be willing to get myself together.
Yes.
I must be willing to find myself pleasing and acceptable
yes.
in God's eyesight before I ever try to enter into a man's eyesight. I must get myself
yes.
together with God, one-on-one,
with God.
So
yes.
I can truly be pardoned.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So I can truly forgive.
Yes.
How can
Lord.
I forgive
yes.
when I really don't even know what forgiveness is? How can I love?
Yes.
I don't even know the essence of love. How can
yes,
I be, how can I share? How can I be? I can't be anything without him because he says with him I can do all
nothing.
Things. And without
all
him
things,
I
yes.
can do
nothing.
And don't think there's anything
nothing.
In the cracks. Don't
nothing.
Think it's something hidden. You can do nothing. That means zero.
Nothing without him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we are nothing without him.
Mm-hmm.
We are nothing without him.
Jesus.
We can do nothing without him. We are nothing without him. We can't do nothing without him. We need him. We need him. We can't do nothing without Jesus. We are nothing. We are nothing. We can't
do
nothing.
You guys remember
without
what Malachi, what Micah said in chapter
Jesus.
7 of 18 and 20? He says this. Well, I just
yes.
want to read this right now. Watch it. He says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? And passeth by the transgressors of the remnant
yes.
of his heritage.
Yes.
He retaineth
hallelujah.
Not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again.
My God.
He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue
yes.
our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
Oh, yes.
That,
oh,
thou wilt perform the truth of Jacob and the mercy
oh,
of Abraham.
You.
Which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from
oh,
the days of
thank
old.
You, Jesus.
Oh, this ain't a new
praise
thing. This is something that's already been promised.
Yes, Lord. Promise.
Mm-hmm. Can you receive but it for him first?
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank
can we
you,
really
Father.
Talk about Jesus? Not just to have a topic,
yes.
but just to know that through him we have access to all of this?
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Access to the throne room of grace.
Take a running back check on me right, a back check on me right
yes.
now, and one of them old blemishes
yes.
might have come up, but that ain't got that has nothing to do with what God sees.
That's
amen.
It.
Amen.
That's it.
Something
yes,
that didn't even come up the last time I got pulled over. Something new from the old come up. I look at him like, hey, man, it's done. I'm pardoned. I'm pardoned. But God still has removed it. He says he will not remember. Come on, look at the new covenant, Hebrews chapter 8. Read that whole covenant. He will not remember your sins, your transgressions, or your lawful deeds ever again.
That's what he said.
Never again.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I'm always beating myself up.
I'm always beating myself up
and letting somebody else beat me up. No more. No. What's my favorite word? No.
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 No. No. I don't have to listen to that. No. I don't have to tolerate that. No. Why would I go for that?
No.
I wish I would have knew this word when I was a kid. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I would have never got that record I had. I would have never went through all that stuff I went through if I would have knew how to say no, because it wasn't because of my physical needs, is because of
my
spiritual destination.
Oh, my God.
I take nothing against what has been produced out of my life, but that was me producing, and that's me.
Yeah.
What God has done.
But look at God now.
He can turn some things around, y'all. And somebody out there that's saying, he can turn some things around.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that 99.9% of us on this broadcast tonight are just alike. We all got some stuff.
Yeah.
That's if you look back. That's if you go checking records. But if you look at me right now, I'm new just like you.
Yes.
Come on. In the Matthew 5:17.
I'm talking about those that are in Christ.
I'm in him.
Come on. How many more?
I'm in it. I want to get to heaven to get my mansion. I want this. You got to go beyond the mansion, beyond the crown. It's like to be
higher.
With the Lord.
Yes.
He died for us. He was risen for us. He gave his all for us.
I want to hang out with the Father.
The love on the cross, the blood that was shed, the Holy Spirit that was poured out. It was all that God gave to us. The Holy Spirit.
Because I don't believe.
Joy
and peace. I don't have to leave. We don't have to leave this place, y'all.
No, we don't. Thank you, Jesus.
What did he say? Pray without. Come on, somebody help me. Pray with
without ceasing.
Pray
without ceasing.
I'm going to ask you one more time. He said, pray without what?
Ceasing.
That means I don't have to stop being in relationship with him.
Through Jesus.
It don't matter where I'm at physically. Spiritually is where I stay connected to him all day, all day. When? I know y'all think I'm crazy about this. When?
Now.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
Jesus Christ is Lord now. Yesterday, now, and forever. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Right now, Jesus Christ is Lord. Anything negative, get out of here. Anything negative, get out of here right now. I love God right now. I answer God right now. I move God
right now.
I answer him right now. So when should you follow him?
Now.
When should you follow him? Now.
Desire
to follow me. When? Now.
Yes. Now.
Deny yourself. When?
Right now.
Now.
Pick up your cross. When? Now.
Now.
And follow.
Now.
Now,
man of God.
Get around. You better get in the now move.
Now.
Be home.
Amen.
And you know, it's so important because the Lord is saying that so many people are listening, but they're not listening by the Spirit, because we're trying to put our mind in it. And the Holy Spirit is saying it takes the Spirit. We have to hear him in the
Spirit so that the Spirit can have his perfect work in us. And that is my prayer for anyone, you know, that would be listening tonight, that you would not allow your hurts and your angers to manifest in your mind, but to stay in worship and allow the Holy Spirit
to
control you so that you can move in the now.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay,
right
now. Now, I think everybody who line is live right now are in seven different states. I'm gonna show y'all a little something. Watch it, y'all gonna blow your mind. It's gonna blow your mind. When I say when, you say now. When?
Now.
Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
When? When? When?
Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
Now.
All right. All right. All right. Just for the sake of noise, watch this. Watch this. Physically, you are in your own geographical place. Jesus.
Yeah.
But in the now, we in the same place. When? When?
When?
When?
Now.
When? When?
Now.
Oh.
Now.
Mine be in you that it was in Christ Jesus. When?
Now.
Now.
See, I could pray together with you in the now. I ain't got to worry about how far away you are from me. I believe with you right now that you're healed. I believe right now that you're transformed. I believe
come on.
That you're glory.
Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Destined.
Right now, in Jesus' name.
Right now,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the power now is that we ain't got to wait around.
Amen.
We just got to get in the right place.
Get in right
now. Right now.
Amen. Same
place.
Same place.
Right now, Jesus. Right now.
Same mindset.
Right now.
Same love.
No.
Jesus.
Oh, gracious Father.
See, a day to us is 1,000 to the Lord. But 1,000 to him is a day to us. What about all that in between time? You got to get in the now.
Yes.
The now is lined up with God vertically instead of trying to catch him horizontally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a message for somebody else later on. But this is real talk tonight on Let's Talk Jesus. Let's go higher.
Thank you, Lord.
Higher.
Let's go higher.
Higher.
And let's let God truly be, you know, he has to be seen. Through us.
Yes. That's right, man of God.
You know, he's not holding back to his promises. Really and truly, God desires that everybody repent.
Right.
That's it.
He could have been sending his son back. He could have been sending back. It ain't like he couldn't already snap his fingers and it was already done. But you know what the Bible says? He's not slack to his promises because the promises says that for God so loved the world.
Yeah.
When are we going to really start believing that the world can be transformed? When are we really going to tell the people that cuss us out, Jesus love you, throw your hands in there? When are we really going to reach out? Because if God's not slack, why are we slack? Talking about Jesus is just not for this. It's almost 80 people on this broadcast tonight. That ain't even for us. And there's probably about 40 other online listening. That still ain't for us.
Yes, Lord.
It's for those that are listening to go tell 100.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We got
Thank
some
you,
work
Jesus.
To do.
Thank you, Lord.
We got some work to do. What we're going to do now, we have a few minutes left. I've been given the opportunity to open the lines up. No one has come. I want to go down the line and let our panel speak a word of forgiveness in your life. I am going to begin with Minister Sherilyn. I'm going to go to, this is like 2 to 5 minutes. It's up to you. Then I'm going to go to Evangelist Virginia, Pastor Dwayne, then Apostle Deb, and then I will give a closing remark in Jesus' name.
Amen. From Psalm chapter 51. Verse 6, it says, Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. So walking in forgiveness, God knows that he can give us, he can expose the truth where the unforgiveness is in the inward parts of us, in the hidden part. And he can help us to know wisdom, to love and to forgive, to walk in the love, to walk in forgiveness, to not take it personal, to forgive yourself. You know, and just let the love of God, dwell in a place where the hurt and pain and anger once had its
is root, you know, that we want the love of God to fill that
yes.
space. And forgive
yes.
from the heart. God said, if we don't forgive from the heart, you know, that's a situation right there. We have to forgive from the heart so God can forgive us.
Hallelujah. Evangelist Virginia.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. I would like to say this. Forgiveness is a powerful weapon. Forgiveness is a powerful weapon.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Not just a powerful weapon, but a mighty weapon. To knock down every stronghold of the devil. Forgiveness is a powerful weapon. It's a mighty weapon to knock down every stronghold of the devil. Amen.
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 Consider
how forgiveness can lead you down the path of physical emotion and spiritual well-being. Some of us are so sick because we have unforgiveness in our heart.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I want
Thank
to share
you,
that in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, woman of God.
Yes,
Pastor Dwayne.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to leave you with this coming from Luke, the first chapter, verses 37. And it says, oh, my God, my God. For with God, nothing should be impossible. For with God, nothing should be impossible. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what somebody said. I don't care how they got on your back. I don't care how they got on your nerves. But with God, nothing should not be impossible. You can forgive the world. All you got to do is trust on God. Believe on God.
Oh,
without faith, it's impossible. You got to have faith. You got to have faith that God can do this thing. You got to have faith that God got your best interest. You got to have faith that God know your, he know your heart. He know the things you're facing. He know the situation you're going through. But you got to understand one thing. It's nothing too hard with God. It may be hard with us. We may can't forgive. We may can't understand how to forgive. But if we turn it over to our Lord and Savior, anything is possible with him because he can do it for us. I want you to be blessed. Stay focused. Stay highly favored. Keep your mind on God. Let God fight your battle. Get out of the fight because it's not yours.
Mm.
Let God do it. God bless you.
Apostle
mm-hmm.
Deb.
Amen. God bless you. I'm just going to be real short because I know time is up. I just want to say give it to Jesus. Amen. Just give it to
time
Jesus.
Time is never up on
the
network.
Amen. God bless you. I just want to tell you, remind you in the scriptures of Psalm 55, and I'm going to paraphrase it for you in verse 3, where the Lord was just saying, give me your ear, hallelujah, and give me your heart, and let me reinforce my covenant with you. So just give it to Jesus because God is well able to heal your wounds, your hurts, and he will allow you to have forgiveness for others as well while he's healing you in Jesus' name. So I declare life to you today and life more abundantly in the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, this has been awesome. But I'll say this to each and every person listening. Everything you heard was for you because everything
Amen.
I heard was for me. And it's
Amen.
Not anyone here trying to tell you what to do, but to hear from others that we can all believe together that it's up to me for what I do for God that will last. Acts 10, and I want to read this. Acts 10, chapter 10, verse 42 and 43, it says, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, I hope you know who this name is, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of your sins. I want you to know
Amen.
This is for you. This is your time. You waiting for somebody to tell you, well, I'm telling you, this is your season for you to be sinless because you've already been remiss from it because of God. All you have to do is believe. It is important for each and everyone out here. not just to say, well, I received it. You have to activate it. You have to do what God has called you to do. Preach unto the people. It doesn't mean you're on a pedestal. It doesn't mean you have this. But everyone you meet, you give an opportunity that someone knows him like you do. That's my charge to you tonight. And I want to say this in closing. We must pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. Yes, I'm praying for him, but we're praying for each other. Let's start this move of prayer that we don't have to have a broadcast, and we're going to do some more of that throughout the Now Network. We're looking at some new broadcasts to connect with. The Holy Spirit leaped in me tonight. I ain't going to go there. But let's continue to pray for one another. Someone said, what's intercessory? Standing in the gap, first for yourself, then for others, that they could receive what God has delivered unto you because of your faith and belief, that they can accomplish all things, that they can be what God has called them to be. See, the likeness of mind that is required of us to love. Loving my neighbor is to want my neighbor to have the best. But I know that my prayers are contingent to the word of God. I want to leave us with this passage tonight out of James 5:15-16. And the prayer of faith shall, what's that word? Promise, save the sick. And the Lord shall, there's that word again, promise, raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall again, promise, be forgiven. Confess your faults to one another. Stop going out into let everybody know your business and come home. We got to trust each other. It's time for the one another group to rise. That I can't confess. If I didn't have you to tell what I wanted to do, I would have did it. I'm going to stop there. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. I'm going to end this with that. Don't you know availeth and much are increase? If you're sitting in your situation and it's just like you're getting by, it's not availeth much. It's not producing much. And that's nothing to do with the physical. It's spiritual. Let's go higher. Let's talk about Jesus, share Jesus, love Jesus, but let's live Jesus that somebody else can live Jesus by what they see you do, not what they see you say, by your example, not by your orders, by your obedience instead of your sacrifice. Jesus is real, except in the night, and he will change your life forever. You are loved, you are honored, and you are appreciated in Jesus' name.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.